Before we get started with today's episode, I want to shout out my listeners in two specific cities who have been rocking hard with me the last 10 to 15 episodes. And I just want to show how appreciative I am to them. So for all my listeners in Ashburn, Virginia, in Westboro, Massachusetts, I see you, I appreciate you, and thank you.
Welcome to the So You Want to Talk About Leadership podcast, where we redefine leadership. Leadership isn't just what you do. It's who you are, how you make people feel, and how you show up in the world. Stay tuned for a different perspective on leadership to learn, grow, and expand as a person and leader. If you're not afraid to lead by example or live in excellence, this show is for you. If this is not you, come on back when you're ready. We'd be glad to have you. Now, here's your host, the serial leader himself, Tony Miller Jr.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to another episode of So You Want to Talk About Leadership, where I'm your host, Tony Miller Jr. Well, I have a very special episode for you today. For those of you that know me and really have been listening the last few weeks, you know that Simon Sinek is my favorite leadership expert right now, and he has been probably since 2019, but definitely since COVID. I've read and listened to all of his books except one, and this week I want to talk to you about leadership according to Simon Sinek. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to reveal some of my favorite Simon Sinek quotes about leadership, and I guarantee that these quotes will help you become a better leader. So let's jump in. I'm going to give you five. There's so many more, but I'm going to give you five, and we're going to go from there. So the first quote that I want to give you from Simon, the first quote: there are only two ways to influence human behavior. You can manipulate it or you can inspire it. See, leaders influence behavior by virtue of who they are and the positions that they hold. See, the biggest question is, how do they actually influence the behavior of others? Do they manipulate others or do they inspire others? See, manipulation is dangerous and scary. Manipulation twists all good and makes it bad. Manipulation is selfish. Good leaders never have to manipulate their people to do anything. Inspiration, it's just that. It's inspiring. It makes you want to do something. Good leaders are able to inspire others to get the job done. See, Simon said there are only two ways to influence behavior, but I say that there is one, and it should be inspiring and not manipulating. The second quote: when we tell people to do their jobs, we get workers. But when we trust people to get the job done, we get leaders. As a leader, you should always be striving to create other leaders. I had an episode last season that talked about you're not really a leader until you've created another leader. So what is Simon saying in this quote? If you tell people what to do and how to do it, they will do the work, and that will be all that you get. They'll work and they'll go home. We are stripping them of opportunities for impact and allowing them to bring who they are to the work that they do. If you trust people to get the job done, then they are allowed to put their stamp on and inspire others along the way. As long as it's legal, it does not matter how we get there. They know how to do the job. Let them do it, and let the organization and the people of the organization reap the benefits. You can simply create a leader by trusting your people to do what they do. Quote number three: leaders don't look for recognition from others. Leaders look for others to recognize. So your job as a leader is not to stay in front of the spotlight and brag about how great you are. That turns off a lot of people, and it's hard to follow someone who is all about themselves. Try something different. See, real leaders look for other people to put in the spotlight and brag about how great they are. They want to brag about the great work that those other people are doing. Leaders should always highlight the great performances of others. but it should be in a way that that person wants to be recognized. I want you just to take an inventory of how many times you have looked for recognition from others and how many times you have looked for other people to recognize for their accomplishments. If the former is more than the latter, it might be time for a change in your leadership philosophy. Number four, the leader who gets the most out of their people are leaders who care most about their people. As the great quote goes, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. Money is not always the motivation. Being appreciated and recognized for their contributions goes a long way. Get to know your people. Ask about their family. Remember important days. Ask about their hobbies and their interests. Let people know that you care more about them as a person than the work that they do. As I said in season one, communication is key, but care is king. If someone feels valued, trusted, and seen, they will make your job easier, and you'll never have an issue inspiring them to do something for the organization. So my question to you is, what are you missing from your people because you are not articulating that you care about them? And last, but certainly not least, a leader's job is not to do the work for others. It is to help others figure out how to do it themselves, to get things done and to succeed beyond what they thought was possible. You were not hired or promoted to do the work you just got promoted from because you've succeeded in that role. Your expertise is needed in other areas. You are not giving them the answers to the test, but you are helping them navigate the labyrinth so that they can experience an emotion so strong that they look forward to the next challenge. See, too often as leaders, we get in our own way because we don't understand our role. This quote simply means to understand your role, walk in that role, and help others as they navigate their role. When we butt in and try to guide, sometimes we interfere with creative thinking. Let them figure it out. Be there if they have questions. And you, along with them, will be surprised at how phenomenal the outcome is. Those are the five quotes. Just like that, we're done. So I want to thank you for joining me this week. I hope that those five quotes from Simon Sinek on leadership help week and helps you beyond that. And I hope you do some digging and diving into Simon Sinek as well. I know you learned something from that. And so it's been a pleasure sharing. And as always, be the leader that your peers need to see.
Thanks for joining us today. We hope you received education, engagement, or empowerment. If you did, please leave a rating, like the episode, share the episode, reach out to Tony, or all of the above. So until next time, be the leader your peers need to see.